You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 223. And on today's show, we are continuing part three in our series on our Book of the Month Club, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers. You can go to the show notes, jackiehammer.com/223, and get the details. But today we're going to talk about the no lose model and what that means as you're dealing with fear. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello, 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 wherever you are out in the world. It's Jackie Almer, and welcome back to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. Whether you're a first-time listener, you've been with me for a while, or even a short time, whatever the case, I'm happy to have you here today, and I think you've joined in at a great time. We're talking about fear, which is something that most of us deal with, a good part of our lives, actually, regardless of what type of profession you're in. Now, my podcast obviously deals mostly with entrepreneurs, direct sales, network marketing, party plan, and anyone who's striking it out on their own, doing their own business. And anytime you do that, fear typically falls in the middle of a lot of it. If you're looking for a little bit of extra coaching outside the podcast, you can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach and learn a little bit more about the coaching that I offer. And over on my blog, jackiealmer.com, you can go back and listen to any of the past episodes. I have over 400 episodes of this podcast on my blog. So go back and listen and give me some comments. Let me know what you're looking for and we will get to it. We are doing a Book of the Month Club this year. Started it January 1st. My goal, one of my focuses for this year is mastery. Instead of reading a book a week or even a book a month that's new and different, my goal was to go back to old books that I had read in the past that I got a lot of value out of and that I still recommend to people and really focus on those and master them. And my goal is to come up with a yearly book list that really doesn't change. Now, that doesn't mean that we won't add in some extra ones here and there, maybe two additional ones throughout each year when new books come along that are really powerful. But so often, most of us breeze through, we read a book and we love the book, but the reality of it is we only take in about 11% of that. I think that's the statistic. Only about 11% of that really gets through to us the first time that we read it. So we love the book, we think it's fantastic, but most of us never take action on it. And so we never really get the full extent of it. And we know that really the best way to learn and master anything is to learn, teach, and implement, okay? So that really is how we want to do it. That's the way. Or I've also heard it, implement, learn, teach. You can mix it up however you want, but the biggest thing is you have to study it and learn it, implement it yourself, and then teach it to another person. And that's the best way that you're going to master it. So that's my goal with our Book of the Month series this year. So with that, let's talk a little bit more about Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. It's a great, great book. And so continuing on, you know, one of the biggest fears that keeps us from moving ahead in our lives and certainly in our direct sales business often is just a difficulty in making a decision. Think about that in direct sales. Sometimes we are challenged with making the decision whether to join the business. Then we join the business and we look at that blank sheet of paper and we start to put names on the list and we, you know, have some indecision about whether or not we should put that person's name on the list. And then we look at the phone or we look at Facebook or we look at some way that we're going to reach out and contact them. And then we run into indecision and fear based around, oh, you know, maybe I don't want to contact them yet. Maybe I'm going to save them until I'm, you know, really successful and then they'll listen to me. So we're really faced with making decisions and that creates a lot of fear. It's like a self-perpetuating challenge. Is that it creates a lot of different fears. I mean, you think about it. We're taught from a very young age to be careful, right? I think I shared this because I know Susan shares it in the book, you know, that your mom never really told you, well, go out, honey, go out and take a lot of risks today, you know, learn a lot about the world. No, instead it's be careful and be safe and those kind of things. And while, of course, we get the inner meaning of that, we also, if you really look at it, you can see how that could potentially stunt you and hold you back, okay? Now, another big fear that comes along with making decisions is the panic and fear that we have around making mistakes. And think about how that plays in with your direct sales business. How many times have you asked yourself or said to yourself, maybe this is a mistake, maybe I shouldn't be doing this, maybe this is great for everybody else, but it's not great for me. And I'm here to tell you, you are truly worrying needlessly about that very thing. You can't make a mistake. Does that mean you won't have some learning experiences? Absolutely you will. But in what case don't you? It goes back to the time we're very small. Jim Rohn's the first person I ever heard ask, how long would you give a baby to learn how to walk? Well, the answer is forever. Like, you would never put a statute of limitations on, you know, how long you'll give them before they're able to walk before you write them off. You know, my son walked at 8 months and like 10 days or 5 days or something ridiculous. He walked at a very young age. And that was all great. And everybody thought that was, you know, super cool and all this other stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, he and all of his friends, everybody's walking, running, doing all that stuff now. So it doesn't really matter. My daughter, on the other hand, I'm trying to think, I know I should know, but I think she was maybe over a year old or closer to a year before she walked. And believe me, she is, you know, no less capable of walking, skipping, jumping, running, riding a bike or anything than my son is. So the bottom line is, you know, if I would have measured her up against him and said, well, he walked at 8 months and here you are 10 months into this gig, you must be hopeless. You must be a failure. You're not going to be successful. No, of course not. I would have never said that, you know, because everybody comes into whatever it is that they're going to be doing on their own time. And your business is the same. So you can't make a mistake unless you quit. In that case, you can make a mistake. But other than that, you really, truly can't. So I want to introduce to you from the book, the no-lose model. So we stand at this point looking at our business, looking at our list, looking at those things we know we should be doing to move us past the fear and move us into the success that we want in our business. And we look down the right side of the road and we see, oh, is that the right or wrong way to go? And then we look down the left side of the road. You know, the right side of the road is headed toward the business, seeing it through, making that list, contacting people, doing all those things that we know move us forward. Then we look down the left side and that's quitting. And then we think, is that the right road or is that the wrong road? Well, here's the thing. Moving yourself down the path that you've already started, in this case, embarking on your direct sales business, is a no-lose model, because no matter what happens, you are going to gain tremendously. You're going to gain in personal development. You're going to gain in self-growth. You're going to gain in self-confidence, in business skill development. And ultimately, you're going to grow in terms of leadership and income, because if you just stick with it and you keep working on mastering the basics and getting better and better, you will have the success that you're looking for. You absolutely will. I don't know anybody, honestly, I don't know anybody, and you know, I'm coming up on 22 years in this profession. I don't know anybody that hasn't reached a level of success if they've just stuck with it. Now, by stick with it, I don't mean continuing to pay your renewal every year, but never doing anything. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those people who actually begin to take those action steps, stay consistent, build their business daily, contact new people, do what it takes. Those people ultimately always go on to have success. So I want to encourage you to look at your business choice as a no-lose decision. Here's the thing that I really truly believe too. I believe so much that the universe gives us signs. It really does. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, I really and truly asked for a long time, you know, every night in prayer, you know, please God, show me the way, show me what I should be doing, show me how to build an income from home, show me how to do something so I can be sure to stay home with my children and that kind of thing. And I'm going to come back to that in just a minute. But I want to give you a couple of exercises or bullet points to think of before you're making a decision. Now, I'm going to assume that you've already made a decision to join your direct sales company, and now you may be looking at it, trying to make a decision. Should you keep going? Should you call this person? Should you attend your convention? Whatever it is, I want you to focus immediately on the no-lose model, and that is if you start down that path, that right side path in this case, of moving forward to taking action on the decision that you've already made in direct sales, you're going to be successful. You can't lose no matter what. If you call that person on the list and they tell you no, you can't lose because you've taken action, and that in and of itself is a success. If you call that person on your list and they say yes, well, that's already a success that I don't even have to explain to you. If you go to your company convention, can you lose? Absolutely not. You'll come back with skills and development that's just absolutely amazing. So number one is focus on the no-lose model. Number two is do your homework before you move forward. Doing your homework often in this case is just learning the skills, okay? Learning how to contact, invite, present, enroll people, and get them started. That really and truly is it. So do the homework and know how you're going to present your business, what the tools are that you're going to need, and all that type thing. Remember this, you're not a failure if you quote unquote don't make it right away. You're a success just because you try. You've heard me share over and over again that I'll never be written up in the Network Marketing Hall of Fame as a fast starter. But I ultimately got there. I won the championship, you know? I made it to the top of income earners. I did all those kind of things. But it didn't happen my first year. It didn't happen my second year. It didn't happen my third year. It didn't even happen my fourth year. But all that to say, along the way, I was succeeding. Because I began making money, and I began hearing yeses, and I began feeling more confident about talking to people, and I began feeling more confident that I had the tools and the abilities that I needed to train them and get them started and talk to their people and do three-way calls and do all that kind of stuff. So I may not have been a huge success in terms of people looking at me as a top income earner, but I was a leader, and I was moving forward, and I was a success because I was taking action, and that ultimately did begin to pay off in terms of profits. And, you know, I went on to build a multi-million dollar business. But in those early days, I had doubts, but I just chose to keep going down the path that I had already started on toward my no-lose model. And that's really what I want to encourage you to do too. The third step then is to establish your priorities, okay? If this decision to build a business is truly a priority for you, then you need to lay out some other priorities within it. Those things that you need to be doing on a daily and weekly basis to move you forward. Sitting in front of the TV, playing games on Facebook all day, those aren't the things that are going to move you forward in your business. And you know that already. I don't need to tell you that. You know that. I'm just here kind of to be your conscience and remind you that that's not going to move you forward. And ultimately, it's detrimental to you because at the end of the day, we often beat ourselves up then for doing those particular things and not taking steps to move forward in the business. Number four, trust your impulses. Trust your gut instinct. Trust the signs from the universe that I've already been telling you. Okay? If you learn to get quiet and get still and just listen, I promise you, you're going to get little intuitive nudges of what you need to do, who you need to be talking to, who you need to be reaching out to. Someone will cross your mind. A great example for me is I just recently sponsored a good friend of mine, Noah. Noah and I have been friends for a long time. We've been involved in a couple of other projects together. And it was interesting. All of a sudden, he actually came across my website and started an online party, actually, just kind of out of the blue. And this was a couple months ago, and I reached out and contacted him and said, hey, you know, he clicked on the link to start it. And I said, hey, are you wanting to do this? Tell, you know, what was this? Are you just playing around? Tell me what's up. And we started chatting just a little bit, but it didn't go anywhere. But it was really funny because all of a sudden, right through the holidays, I started thinking of him. He just popped into my head. I woke up in the middle of the night and he crossed my mind and I thought, I'm going to reach out to him tomorrow and just see what's going on. And literally the next morning I opened up Facebook and boom, he popped up at the top of my newsfeed. You know how when you get into Facebook and you get into your newsfeed, a story, a person, somebody's status update is right there and his was there. And I just thought that was so funny. And about that time he reached out to me curious about the business, We chatted, he ended up signing up, and now we're having a great time putting his launch together, and he's got a whole group of women helping him, and it's just a lot of fun. But anyway, that's an example of going with my gut instinct. I mean, it was just really wild how that happened. And we would interact probably every, 4 to 6 months, maybe on Facebook, saying hello and different things like that. But it's not like, and he lives, you know, across, he lives on the East Coast. So it's not like we even see each other or anything like that. But it was just very, very interesting that that happened. So trust your gut, trust those instincts, trust the universe putting in front of you those things that you want to take action on. And then number 5, lighten up about it all. Have fun with it. Enjoy the journey. Okay. I remember when I first used to hear that, enjoy the journey. It's a big part of it. And I used to think that was the dumbest thing in the world, because how could you enjoy it while you were trying to get there? You know, I always thought I'll enjoy it when I'm there and, you know, having fun with it and that kind of thing. But what I realized is that if I can just have fun, be light, enjoy along the way and in the journey, that it makes a huge difference. Okay. So after you make your decision, throw away any other options, okay? Don't have a backup plan. You've made a decision, you are moving forward. And accept responsibility for that decision that you've made and know that it's the right one. Know absolutely that it is the right decision, okay? So, and then remember this, no matter what happens along the way, you can handle it. You can absolutely handle it, I promise you. So let's talk just a little bit more then about trusting your gut, listening, trusting the universe, looking for signs from the universe. I don't know about you, but like I mentioned, I practice prayer and meditation every single day. And I'm always asking every day. That's one of the first things that I do is I ask for guidance of what I need to best be doing for the day. What will serve me best? What will serve my audience best? What will serve the best for the greater good of more people? And I visualize what I'm hopeful for in the day, and then it's amazing how that prompts me to get into action. And action really is the key to success. So look for those signs from the universe, because they're out there and they're bold. If you'll, again, if you'll just get quiet and if you will listen for those nudges and listen for what's going to come your way, it absolutely will show up. Okay. So in saying yes to your future and saying yes to that decision you've already made, that is going to help you resolve the issue of fear. Ideally, it's going to help you truly resolve that. When you say yes, I want to encourage you just to let go of any resistance around it and know that if you'll just relax and take a deep breath and listen, you'll be guided along the way. The right answers are going to come to you. Now, does that mean you won't ever have challenges or obstacles or anything like that? No, of course not. That's just part of the growth and the journey. That's part of getting better. It really and truly is. But what it, you know, what it, so it doesn't mean that you won't have that, but what it does mean is there's a learning and growth lesson in all of that for you. Whatever it is, there's a learning and growth lesson. So when you say yes, keep in mind, you're saying yes to the sign from the universe, yes to what it is you're going to do. But you're also saying yes to getting up and taking action, acting on that belief, okay, and creating the meaning and purpose in your life that you want, okay? And, you know, it's so funny. When most of us would say we have it pretty good. It doesn't mean that, you know, some of us don't deal with challenges and obstacles and different things along the way, but most of us would say we have it pretty good. And when you look around, you can see where the world is truly filled with people who've been what we might consider handed the absolute worst of life, and yet they still come out a winner. Let those stories inspire you. I love hearing those types of stories of people who literally overcame every amazing obstacle and odd that you could possibly imagine out there to move forward and do great things. That encourages me, because I look at myself then and I say, what the heck is my excuse? Okay. I have no excuse and I have no reason for moving forward with doing this. I have no reason whatsoever. And so from that, I'm going to make lemonade always when life hands me any type of lemon, because, you know, my worst day is light years ahead of many people's best day. Okay. So think about those things. I want you to take a deep breath, to feel confident in your decision, to understand that fear is part of the process, and to understand that if you just take a deep breath and you relax into it and you just do it scared, you're going to win. You're ultimately going to win. You absolutely just can't lose. So I want that to become your mantra. I'm going to do it scared. And I'm going to do it scared, trusting that the universe always has my absolute best interest at heart, and I will be guided to my right actions. So an important thing to remember is that you always have the opportunity to say either yes or no. And saying yes or no, either one, opens up a different set of opportunities. But I want to encourage you to just nod your head and say yes. Open your arms wide, nod your head, and say yes to embracing the path that you're on, to embracing this journey that you've embarked on. And as you do this, I want you to just relax and let go of the anxiety and the fear just for a minute. And be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself and repeat that mantra, you know? Repeat that mantra that you'll be a success, that life is amazing, that you will be guided to the actions, to the people, to the things that you need to create the success that you're truly looking for if you're truly committed in this endeavor that you're on. So I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Hope you've gotten something out of it. If you're reading the book, I hope that you are. I would love some feedback. Send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. Post it over on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. Let me know what you're getting out of this. And with that, I want you to remember this: hesitation never cashed a check, and I will see you on the next show. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.